Well, ladies, welcome back to our Bible study segment. Today, we are going to be continuing in 2 Peter, and this is lesson number 32. Our Bible study teacher is Connie Stampfel. Connie, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I'm so glad you are, because we are covering 2 Peter, just chapter 1, verse 19, one little verse. So how about if I read that, Connie, and then you can teach, and we'll find out what we can glean from this. It says, "And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts."
All right. Thank you, Amy. And truly, we're only doing one verse today, but there's just a lot to kind of understand in this. Yeah. And so we're going to kind of take it slow and really try to get the sense of it so we understand what Peter is writing. When he writes in verse 19, and my version says, "And when we have something more sure, the prophetic word," what he's referring back to is what we talked about the last time we were together, and that was he had been giving that eyewitness testimony of the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, and the glory of Jesus was seen by Peter and James and John. But now Peter is really saying, and something that's even more sure than that eyewitness testimony, what I saw of God's glory, is all of Scripture. Really. And he was definitely talking about Old Testament scripture, but we also know New Testament has that same validity. And so Peter is saying that the witness of scripture, what God's word has given us, is something we can rely on even more than what we can see and hear ourselves, our own experience, which makes sense. Yeah. And so we're going to look at a few scriptures talking about that. And the first one we have to look at is back in Luke, because Jesus is going to actually correct or teach a couple of his followers. And this happened right after his resurrection. And it's those two disciples that are on the road to Emmaus. And so, Amy, if you'll read that to us, sure. Help us remember how Jesus looked at Scripture and how he corrected them.
Yeah, and ladies, you can find this in Luke chapter 24 and verses 25 through 27. "And he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself."
All right. And so Jesus is saying that the Holy Spirit has inspired scripture to give a true account of who he was. And we know from the accounts of Jesus' life that he fulfilled hundreds, thousands of Old Testament prophecies about who the Messiah would be and where he'd be born and how he'd live and how he'd die. And so that's what Peter is reminding them of right now. And what we're going to find going forward, just in this one verse, Peter then says, "to which you will do well to pay attention." And so that means really, really know your scripture and hold on to it and know what it says. And then he says, "as to a lamp shining in a dark place." And that's also something that we hear so often in the Old Testament. It makes us think of some of the Psalms. And one of them just says it so beautifully. It's Psalm 119, 105, which, Amy, if you'd read to us.
It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
Okay. And so God's word gives us the light of what is true. And it also gives us what is the way to live, the right way to live, that moral purity. And we've already talked about how Jesus himself was the light of the world. He came and brought God to us and revealed the Lord to us in a way that we never would have had without seeing God in the flesh. And so as man, as he walked on the earth as the incarnate word, he spoke God's words and he lived and interacted with people the way God does. And so it's a good thing to understand what light means. And so Peter, again, is saying that God's word is that lamp, that light that teaches us what is true and right and how to live. And then there's another verse in John that helps us understand, again, what God's word brings to us. And it has to do with how we can know that it is something to rely on.
Mm. So, and it's John 17:17, easy one to remember. Mm-hmm. "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth."
Okay. And so here we're seeing how important Scripture is, and God's word is truth, and actually God's word is what makes us holy as we come to understand more and more who he is, and that's truly why we're in this study, is to understand what God is saying to us in his word, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, he can change us. we have a little bit more in this verse 19 to go through, and then the next part is something that hopefully we can expand and open up so we all understand these ideas of light and truth and illumination and how it informs us of who God is and what it's going to be like to one day actually be with God. Because the rest of the verse says, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The dawn of day really refers to the second coming of Jesus, and we've got some Old Testament scriptures to look at that talk about that so very much. And another part is the morning star. It literally is the Greek word phosphorus, which is familiar to us, and literally it also means light bringer. And so what we're looking forward to is when the source of light, God himself, Jesus Christ, comes, and it says, and when the morning star rises in your hearts. And what's beautiful about that is if you're born again and the Holy Spirit resides in you, you're a child of God, you've been regenerated, then yes, Jesus Christ does live inside you by the power of his Holy Spirit. But one day we will see him as he is. And that's when our transformation will be complete, because we will be changed to be like him. Mm. And so that's what Peter's referring to when he says the morning star rises in your hearts. We have some scripture, though, from the Old Testament to look at that's going to help us, actually some from the New Testament, too, that's going to help us understand a little bit more about Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and what it means for us. And so, Amy, if you'd read that first passage, we can talk about it.
Yes, this one is in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 says, "But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall."
Okay, and here Malachi is actually talking about that day of the Lord, a day of judgment for those who are wicked, but a day of blessing and salvation for those who know the Lord. And he puts it in the words, the imagery of the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness, rising with healing in its wings. And again, when Jesus Christ returns, it is a glorious day for those who know him.
Amen. This next one that you picked, Connie, is beautiful because it also has the idea of a sunrise, getting rid of the darkness. It comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 77 and 79, or through there, and it says, "To give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace."
Yes, and this is actually Zechariah speaking, John the Baptist's father. And so after John the Baptist was born and he said his name is going to be John, then he was given his voice back. And this is the first thing he said, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's giving a prophecy about who John the Baptist would be and how he'd be a forerunner of Jesus Christ. And then notice he says, "Whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." And that's what Jesus, our Savior, came to do. Jesus himself told us a little, told us about him being that light. And so there's a passage in Revelation I'm going to have Amy read for us.
And this is from chapter 22. "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and descendant of David, the bright morning star."
All right. And so Jesus again identifies himself as the light of the world, and how he brings that light of truth and what is right, what is good, everything of God, to a world that actually sits in darkness and sin and doesn't know him. We also have a passage you're probably familiar with in 1 Corinthians 13, but we're going to focus on how when Christ fully comes, when Christ the perfect comes, that we will understand things we don't know now. And I'll have Amy read that passage too.
All right. Again, this is chapter 13, verses 8 through 12 in 1 Corinthians. "Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then the face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known."
And so here we have Paul writing to us and telling us that when we're face to face with Jesus Christ, then we will know fully in a way we can't know in this life. But we look forward to that day when we'll be with him, when the partial understanding of who he is and his beauty goes away, and we will dwell in his presence and actually be in his light. And then I'm just going to read a passage from 2 Corinthians 4:6, where Paul again is talking about the light of the glory of the gospel. And of course, it's the light is Jesus Christ. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:6, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Mm. So we've been looking at just, you know, one short verse here in 2 Peter. It's 2 Peter 1:19, and it talks about how sure God's word is and about how we need to pay attention to it and hold on to it. And then really what we're looking forward to is being in the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And at that point, we actually won't need to study the word because we'll be with the word.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, as we're working through this and thinking about this, our thought can be, Lord, how can I know you more? And how is it that I can grow in you? What do you think, Amy?
Well, I think the best way to know him is to sit at his feet and be in his word and study the words that he said and study the words of all the scriptures, both Old Testament and New Testament. It all points to our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Definitely. And actually, I forgot we had one more verse. I'm going to read just part of it. It's 1 John 3:2. And he writes there, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is."
Oh, may we all begin to get that vision by reading his word and understanding our great and glorious God through his son, Jesus Christ. Connie, thank you so much. We're going to take a break right now, ladies. And when we come back, Nancy and I will be here to break this down a little bit more. We'll be right back.